Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. My name is Sister Jennifer Clark and I am hosting this morning, taking over for our pastor, Dr. Aubrey Gregory, and on behalf of himself and our First Lady, Elizabeth Gregory, I greet you with peace on this great morning in love and the joy of the Lord. I welcome you this morning on their behalf. Thank you for joining us. And we have this awesome opportunity to come before the Lord to petition on behalf of ourselves and others. So before we do anything else, let's go to the Lord in prayer and give him thanks for waking us up on this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise on this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you because we recognize you as Lord. Hallelujah. We give you thanks on this morning because you woke us up another brand new day and you gave us life. You breathe upon us, Lord, and we are able, Lord God, to awake from our sleep. You kept us throughout the night and you watched over us. You preserved us into another brand new day. And for this, Lord, we say thank you because we know, oh God, that we could not have done it by ourselves. We are nothing without you. We recognize you, Father, this morning as our Lord and our Savior, our God. You are our keeper. Hallelujah. You keep us, Lord God, and you watch over us. And we're thankful this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy that is new this morning. And it's available to us. All we have to do is reach out and take hold of it. Thank you, Father, this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Yes, Lord God, your love that you said that nothing can separate us from your great love. Father, we thank you because it's only because of your love for us and your mercy towards us, oh God, that we are here, that we are still standing. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you this morning that you are our shield and our hiding place, that you are our strong tower and our deliverer. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, this morning. Father, we come to you this morning, and we know, Lord, that we have failed in many areas. We've missed the mark. And we bow before you, Lord God. We humble ourselves before your throne this morning, and we ask you, Father, to forgive us and to cleanse us once again, Lord God. Wash us in the precious blood of the Lamb and make us, oh God, clean and whole again and in right standing with you. Lord God, today we just thank you today that we have this great opportunity. Thank you, Lord God, that you forgive our sins, Lord God, and you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord God, this morning. Thank you, Father God, for this, the opportunity that we have. Thank you, Father, this morning. We ask, Lord God, today that you orchestrate, oh God, everything on this prayer broadcast this morning. Father God, let it be to your honor and to your glory. Father God, I say thank you for each and everyone that is tuned in with us on this morning. Yes, God, we pray your blessings and your peace upon them and every household that is represented, Lord God, today. We just thank you for them. We thank you, Lord God, that they have a sense, oh God, that they could come to you in prayer, that they could call on your name, even at this early hour. Father God, today, we just thank you. We pray, oh God, today that everything that we do and we say on this prayer broadcast for the next 45 minutes or so, that it bring you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, welcome to each and every one. All of the lines are open, and so you can feel free to interrupt me and bring your praise report or your prayer request. And if you just want to say hallelujah, praise the Lord, we welcome each and every one this morning. Feel free to speak and give the Lord a shout out if that's what's on your heart. This morning, our theme is, whom do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And this is the question that Jesus in Matthew 16 asked of his disciples. If we go back to verse 13, he asked them, who do men say that I am? And they answered, you know, some say that you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elias, and others say you're Jeremiah, and some say that you're a prophet. But then he asked them the question, them being his disciples, they being the ones that were with him more than anyone else, and they were supposed to know him, know who he is. And so he asked them the question in verse 15, but whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Son of the only wise God. Hallelujah. The Christ, the Messiah. And when you look up the meaning of the word Christ in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, it says Messiah, the ideal truth that comes as a divine manifestation of God to destroy incarnate error. And isn't that exactly what he did? He made himself humble, lowly, came as a child in human flesh, born of the Virgin Mary, born in poor and lowly state in a manger, in a barn, with animals, not in any kingly estate, no high esteem, but he made himself low so that he can relate and we can relate to him and him with us, so that we can understand that you don't have to be someone that is rich and mighty and powerful in order for him to be in your life. He comes to us in our state, in whatever situation that we are. Throughout the Bible, you see where the Lord always uses the insignificant one, the one that people might be turning their back on, the one that is cast away, the one that might be, you know, less than, considered less than by society and by men. And he uses them and he elevates them because only he can do that. So thank God this morning he came. We can say boldly that he is God. God. He's Lord. That's who we're saying this morning. He is our Savior. He is the Christ. Hallelujah. And we thank him that there's so many other names that we can call him by. So we'll go through some of them as the broadcast goes on. But for now, I would just like to read a prayer that I believe in my heart. Even as we go into this holiday season, and a lot of times people can get carried away with what is the true meaning of this season. They get caught up giving and gift getting and the sales and getting new clothes. Just completely forget that it is the celebration, commemorating the celebration and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that in everything that we do, it ought to give him glory and honor and praise. And in everything, we have to commit ourselves to him and allow him to be the one that is in control. So this morning I would like for us to put ourselves and as I read this prayer, we would commit ourselves into the life, into the will of the Lord. And let him be in control of our lives. And no matter what situation we are, no matter what season we are in, know that we have to daily commit our will into the hands of the Lord. So, Heavenly Father, you'll join me now. Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus Christ's holy name. We renew and give our total allegiance to you, Lord Jesus Christ, Father God and Holy Spirit, fresh and new on today and for the rest of our lives. To do your work, to do your will, and to obey you, Father, at all times. Father, we give our life and all that is in it as a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service, that first and foremost, all that we are would be a glory and an honor and a praise unto you, Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Father, this morning we commit our lives and all that is in it to you, to do your good works, to have and be in your total desire, your will, your presence, that we will be and we will be transformed into your total likeness in Jesus Christ's holy name. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take up your rightful place in, through, and about our lives. Give our lives to you, Lord. We give it back into your hands for eternity. And we ask you, Father, to bind all that we are to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have to realize that it's something that we have to do on a daily basis, because moment by moment, the enemy raises his ugly head against us to bring doubt and cause us and to but as we commit our lives into the hands of the Lord and put him in control, allow him to take charge, we know that and amen. He said he would be with us, said he would protect, said he would guide us, And that's what he will do. But he waits on us, because that's the kind of love of God that he is. He doesn't push anything down our throat. He allows us free will. So he says, I am here. I will do it, but only if you allow me to. So we have to allow, we have to give him, commit ourselves into his hands and allow him to direct our path. Praise God. As I said, all lines are open, and so you are free to come in with your praise, with your request, whatever you might have in the heart. I believe on yesterday morning, the pastor cautioned us to come this morning with our gifts. So what gift do you have to give the Lord on this morning? You may want to tell us who you say that is on today. What does he mean to you? What is he in your life? Yeah. Hallelujah. What is he, the Lord God Almighty? What is he in your life? Who is he in your life? Anything for you lately? Is there anything that you would like to give him praise about? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I have to give him thanks and praise for. I have so much to give him glory about that he even saw it fit to wake me up this morning, that I'm in my right mind. That I have all of my senses, all of my, you know, I can hear, I can move my limbs. All of his blessings kept me throughout the year 2014 until this day. He has been my keeper. Hallelujah. He's been my provider. What has he done to you? Come on now. What has he been to you? Praise the Lord. I just give God thanks for this morning for us to pray for our sister Christ, Sister Bethany Davis, Miss Tara and her family. I should pray their strength even as they come into this Christmas season. Your mom is still at home, and I can just sense that that cannot be an easy thing for them, knowing that she may not be able to be together with them in their home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise your name because you are God, and with you all things are possible. Father, we lift up this morning our Sister Diana Davis and her family, and we ask you, Lord God, to give them your strength to go through, not only for this season, O mighty God, but as they stand together with each other, with their mom, as she recovers, Lord God, as she's in that home, we pray, Father God, that you be with her. We ask you, Lord God, to strengthen her, Lord God, touch her, Lord God, with your healing virtues. Yes, Lord God. And restore, Almighty God. Excuse me. Restore her again in the name of Jesus. We declare health, healing, and wholeness. Excuse me. Blood of Jesus. We declare her peace, Lord. Your peace, O her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God. Touch her, Lord God. And touch that family in the name of Jesus. Let them have peace of mind, knowing that you are with them. Let them have your joy, O God, as they go through this season. Give them the strength that they need to carry through, to carry on. Give them faith, Lord God, and trust in you, that you are able to see them through. Bless them, Lord God, each and every member of Sister Diana's family. We thank you, Lord God, that you are able. And we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Pardon me, saints, because I'm just have a coughing fit. please excuse me. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, this morning. Thank you, Lord God, that you're in control of everything on this prayer broadcast this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that by your Spirit, we take full control over this prayer broadcast from this morning in the name of Jesus. Take full control in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Bring every high thing under your subjection right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you're defeated in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Almighty God. Remove every interruption and every disturbance in the name of Jesus. Father, let your word go through with power and with might, even on this day, in the name of Jesus. Cast down every high thought, every imagination right now, and bring it under your subjection in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Again, anyone can join in, come in at any time. And as we move forward, I would like to also lift up the homeless. Those that doesn't have a residence, place of abode, maybe especially in this part of the world that we are in, and we know there are other parts that are also cold. It's winter season, and many of us may be walking the streets and can relate to what I'm saying. Yeah, you see people laying on the side of the streets on cardboard and covered with cardboard and maybe a blanket, maybe not. And my heart goes out to them, because if I am inside and and I don't have heat, I'm uncomfortable and I'm unhappy. So far more that I'm not even in under a sheltered roof. I'm just out there in the elements with barely anything covering me. I know that that cannot be easy. So God, today we bring all of the homeless before you, O Father. We ask you, Almighty God, to make a way, Lord God, that there will not be homeless people on the streets, especially in seasons like this, that the officials, O God, of our towns and our cities would make it possible that they would have a place that would be warm and comfortable during these seasons, O God. Let that be a priority on their list, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that they will have a warm meal. Yes, Lord God, they will have three meals, not just one, but they will be able to have their three square meals in the name of Jesus, just like everyone else. Because none of us know the time that things could turn around for us. And we may end up there. Lord, we pray today that by your might, by the move of your Holy Spirit, that you put it on the hearts of those that are in authority, O God, today, to make a way that the homeless would not have to be on the streets, that there would be some place for them to be able to stay. We know that there are some shelters already, God, but they're not enough. Or maybe they're not orchestrated and organized in a way that they should be. Lord, I don't know, but you know, God. But we just pray, Lord God, because you alone, Father God, able to do it, we come to you, God, and we lay this petition at your feet, Father God, and we ask, oh God, that you move upon their hearts and their minds. Do what's necessary, Lord God. Shift, turn around, move, and make it possible. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask. Because it brings tears to my eyes, Lord God. It saddens my heart, Father God. I'm walking by in my coat, my gloves, and my hat, and my scarf, and my boots, and they're laying on the side of the street. And I might still even be cold in all that I have on, in all that I'm wearing. And they are laying there trying to get some sleep, maybe even trying to get something to eat. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God. Father God, and we know that you are able to do it because you are God of possibilities. So we give you thanks and praise in advance. We say that we ask you all these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Yes, we give him praise because he desires our praise. He desires our worship. And he alone is deserving of the praise because without him, we are nothing. We are nothing without him. He is Lord and he is God. There was a song that I got to know when I first came to the North Gospel Tabernacle, and it said, it goes by the name above all names. That's the name of the song. It says, he's Emmanuel. He's El Shaddai. He's Elohim. And he's Adonai. It says, you are the name above all names. The great I am. You never change. You are the powerful Lion of Judah. You are the sun that lights my way. Your name is worthy to be praised. You are Jesus, the name above all names. Hallelujah. 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 That's who he is in my life. And I'm sure that you all can say the same. He's been throughout this year and throughout my life and our lives, he's been our provider. And all through Psalm 34, we can read and it will attest that he is our provider. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18 and 10 says he's our strong tower. Yes. Hallelujah. He's a guide. He sends his Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. In John chapter 16 and verse 13. Yes, we give him thanks for all that he is to us even on this morning. Hallelujah. He fights our battles. He is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. No matter what trials, as long as we give him, give it over to him, he would fight our battles. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he is with me. His rod and his staff comfort me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil and my cup run it over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I pray this morning that we can all say that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, because it's only when we dwell in his house that we truly know who he is. That's when we are in communion with him. That's when he is able to speak to us and we are able to hear him. And then he is able to perform all the things that he said before in us and through us. Then we can be truly counseled by him. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but nor standeth in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. When you're in communion with him, you would know his laws, you would know his ways, you'd be able to walk in his way. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning for all that he is to us, and there's so much more that we don't even recognize, that we take for granted. We are totally unaware of it because it just happens, because that's how much he loves us. That's how much he loves and cares for us. There's nobody on this earth that cares for us more than the Lord. He truly loves and cares for us. I thank God this morning for his love. I thank God for his love, because it's out of love that he sent his son to be born, to live among us, to suffer for all our sins. He died Hallelujah. But I thank God that he didn't just die, but that he rose again. Praise the name of the Lord. He rose again on the third day. He conquered sin and death for us, out of his love for us. We have access. You say, no one cometh unto the Father but through him, Christ Jesus. So through him and all that he did, we have access. Hallelujah, to the kingdom of God. We give him praise this morning. We glorify his name. I don't know who it is, but somebody needs to know that Jesus Christ is Lord. That they don't have to go through everything that they're going through by themselves. He is right there. All we have to do is just stretch out our hands, reach out and touch. Like the woman with issue of blood, she knew she needed that healing. And she knew that she could just reach out and touch the hem of his garment, because she recognized him as the Lord of her life. Not just anybody, but Lord of her life. So he is waiting for us to stretch our hands up and out and declare that he is Lord over our lives. And once we surrender and allow him, he could come in and heal the hurt. Come in and give us peace. Come in and comfort us. Come in and bring the hope that we need to see in a world where everything seems hopeless, in this chaotic mess that we are in, that he could come in and bring peace, hallelujah, and bring a calm. Come in and bring an assurance to us that even though things might seem like it's all crazy and all over the place, that he is peace. And once we put our trust and faith and belief in him in the midst of the storm, he will give us that peace and that assurance that all is well, no matter what it seems like, but all is well with him, in him, and through him. That he is able to bring peace in that storm. He is able to calm every situation that might be going on, all the violence and the lawlessness. He is able to bring that under control just by a spoken word. Because that's the way he started everything in creation, by the spoken word. He can speak. But we have to trust him. We have to believe that he is the God that he said he is. We have to believe in his word and then stand on his promises. Stand and obey his word, and then watch him. Watch him work. Watch him. Watch him perform as only he can. As we would lift up our hearts and our minds and pray, call on his name and say, Lord, we can't do it. We can't have peace unless it's your peace. Not the world leaders, not any of the presidents or all those in authority, they can't do it. Only the Lord can. Only he can do it. And so, if no one else has anything to bring forward to the table, I have still a couple minutes. If anyone wants to give a praise, a shout out, a prayer request. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, our time is winding down. And as we go through this day, we could ponder in our hearts who Jesus means to us. Who do you say he is? What is he to you. Hallelujah. From the throughout the day. And today is what we call Christmas Eve. And so there's a lot of hustling and a bustling out there. But I pray that we go in peace. Let the peace of God that passeth all understanding rest and abide with us. I pray that He keeps His hand over us and protects us as we go, as we travel. All of our loved ones that will have to go out to work or doing chores or whatever, I pray that God go before us, even on this day, and orchestrate everything throughout this day for us, that we allow Him to lead, guide, and direct us. I pray His peace upon us, His blessings, and His peace upon each and every one of us. We give God thanks today for our pastor and our first lady. We pray that even as they go, that the Lord will bless and keep them. And keep His hand upon them. Let protection be over them. His protection be over them. In the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful and awesome day on today. We look forward to you all joining us on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. It will be Christmas Day. We will be here. Come to pray. Come to say hallelujah to the Almighty God. God bless everyone on the prayer broadcast this morning. Have an awesome day in the Lord. Walk in victory. Thank Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah.